listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II coming to you live out of Alaska with the Ralph Winterroad Show. And got some extremely interesting new information that I got. I got some of this was given to me, the Milne case, M-I-L, or Mild, M-I-L-N case. And then, of course, with the research that I've done, it has to do with McAlpine's criminal indictment in North Carolina, and I don't see any way that he will ever be convicted. If we use all of the things that we have access to go after these guys, it's just the thing that the first case that we came up that I came up against with it actually to see is in Richard Rappert's case in Minnesota. Is about the citizen of the United States versus citizen of the several states. And this Milne case, which I'll get into, along with the research that I'd done, is just tick-tush. So I guess we can say, I don't know if we can say the other word on the air, but it's unbelievable. Our republic has been overthrown. There is no doubt. Because the citizens of the several states don't have a clue who they are, and how would we? Because we've been brainwashed. And, of course, the legislatures of the several states, since the 17th Amendment, we no longer have any senators of the United States. So there's no parties to the Constitution of the United States. And that is its proper name, by the way. It is not the U.S. Constitution. It's not the United States Constitution. Those are all the compounding of nouns used as adjective describing a Constitution, not the, which is an article, a specific Constitution. It's all a word game. People going to court have no idea when they are entering that English is not spoken as we are taught to understand it in those courts. If we went into court and we listened to arguments between, let's say, physicians talking about some operation using all of their special terms, we would get it. But we didn't understand. You go into a murder case, and they have expert witnesses, and they explain the terms that are used. But you see what the difference is? And this is really hard for people to understand for some reason, and I'm not sure why. When you go in, if you ever, I've never sat on a jury because they won't let me sit on a jury because I'm not a citizen of the United States. You dealt with that. I go in and you raise your hand. Is everybody here a citizen of the United States? And I raise my hand. Nope. Well, come up here. And I put who I am and my status. And the judge says, well, we can't use you. And everybody's sitting there scratching their head because most of them don't want to be there. I would like to be there, but I cannot be there on telling a lie, a false pretense. Can't do that. We do not understand who we are. We have to come out of Babylon. We're not going to overthrow Babylon. It's here. The principalities of evil are doing really well today. But it's what is amazing is how these principalities of evil, since Trump has got in, these people are coming off the rails. They are in a panic. Cuomo, America has never been great. Brennan, oh, it's treason. No, it's not treason. Oh, it's a right. I have no idea other than it's a courtesy. To the hell with courtesy. When you leave the, quote, government and you have access to national security, that access should be automatically terminated. And the keys, you don't have access to come into the building? You think Apple, if you quit Apple or Microsoft, if you leave, that they're going to give you access to their software and to their building? You got to be kidding. That's nothing more than common sense. What use do they have for national security access if you don't work for the government? Or what we call government. It should be immediately terminated. You turn in everything, all your keys, your security, and everything. Well, it's a courtesy. Well, you might be able to help out the next person that gets, yeah, right. I mean, what a crock of smoke and mirrors. Critical thinking and common sense, it's gone out the window. I saw where California legislature passed that we, the citizens of the several states, American citizens, should, and Congress should apologize to illegals that have broke the law, that come here with no authority, want to come in and milk on the system, become sucking the hind tit on benefits, and they want to become Democrats. They want the socialist Marxist stuff. Unfortunately, the ones that they're bringing are low IQ, low talented. Why would we burden ourselves down with that type of people? They have no idea what our country was founded on. I called in my senators, Murkowski, which is a piece of POS. Oh, God, she's an Obama supporter. She's a Republican, but she gives Rhino a bad name. And then we got Sullivan that doesn't do anything. He was there about 4 months, and all of a sudden he's joining into the other side, and he just goes along to get along. I said, what happens? I have the documents. When you come into this country legally, you become a citizen of the United States of America, not a citizen of the United States. And that is a general, that's when you are naturalized after 5 years and taking the test, and hopefully you understand you're going to join our culture. The Muslims can't be here. That's a fact. Oh, there are a few. Of course, there's always exceptions. But they want Sharia law. They don't want to assimilate. They're here to overthrow our government. If they love Sharia law, why don't you get the heck back into Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, or wherever the hell you came from? We don't need you. We can't have you. You can't have the enemy. And now we've got the Democratic Party that's coming out basically as flat-out socialist Marxist. And they're calling the Republicans fascist. Do they even know what a fascist is? A fascist is the Democratic platform. It mirrors the Nazi platform. Government this, government that, government everything. The KKK was the military arm of the Democratic Party. The Democrats have been against the civil rights for the Negroes. I don't know when the Negroes are starting to wake up. What the hell is wrong with those people? You're being lied to. In Chicago, Iman, oh, well, go roll that good old Jew up there. He is a liar. Never let an emergency go to waste. And that guy is killing people left and right. It's blacks killing blacks, and nobody gives a rat. Is this like a self-cleaning oven or something up there? I don't know. It's like a war zone. But whites killing blacks, it's blacks killing blacks, and we don't care. The thing I don't understand the culture in the blacks is that, like that one up there in Chicago. This guy had two clips and a gun underneath his clothing, loose clothing, which makes it concealed. They got video. He was pulling his pistol to shoot. I don't think he was going to be shooting turkeys. It sure wasn't self-defense. It was the cops saying, hey, don't do this. And they riot. He's trying to pull his gun and they killed him and they riot. I don't understand what it is. There's a certain culture that they've been they've been fed a bunch of stuff by the Democrats, brainwashed. And I guarantee it ain't limited to the blacks. We got a whole bunch of whites out there that got their heads shoved up their tush and they have no idea what critical thinking, common sense is all about. None. It shocks the conscience. Facts seem to it has no bearing on what's going on. And they have video, and it still does nothing. I don't get it. I really don't. Their eyes and their ears are closed, just like in Revelations, or like it's in John. You don't understand my language. That's the thing that we don't understand, which I was talking about. You go in a murder trial, you know that there's a law of murder. You can't take somebody's life. And then the facts are given to the jury. What's missing on IRS, quote, trial by juries? They never give you the freaking law. Until the end, the judge says, I'm going to give you the law in the jury instructions. Now, wait a minute here. Let's just stop and think about the logic of this. How can you look at facts if you don't know the law? You can't. Is there more than one type of, quote, tax? Yes. There's federal income tax. There's income tax. And there's income. Those are three distinct different types of taxes. Federal income tax is only under the 1939 Public Salary Act, what the Fed said, we'll pay state income tax. And vice versa, we'll sign an agreement and you can tax us and we can tax you. And the Supreme Court clarified, that's the end of federal income tax. They cannot do it. Yet, in McAlpine's case, they had a search warrant that said federal income tax, but yet we get over to the indictment, it doesn't even quote the statute. It says due and owing. So that's already, they've already gone past, we won't have to identify the tax, you just owe us money. From what kind of tax? Income tax is defined in the Buck Act, 1940. net income, gross receipts, and all that. But it only has application in the federal area. We're deemed to be... Do you live in the land of Oz? Would you like to come and live in the land of Oz and put the tin man in charge that has no damn brain? That's about as crazy as we get. We're deemed to be in a federal area. Who's deemed to be there? By the way, going back to the Public Salary Act, it says it's only for citizens of the United States. Which I'm going to get into in a minute, how to defend against this nonsense. Because I had to see what they do. Then we learned. So it's only in the exterior boundaries, and it's only for citizens of the United States again. In the Buck Act, which they made into positive law in 1947. But it's only for citizens of the United States. You go look at the legislative history, which most people, of course, don't have access to. Because you're on a need to know, and you don't need to know. So how would people know? They don't tell them the tax. What tax? Because everybody knows you know income tax. It's all in the words. They are getting people to testify about gross income. Gross income has application to what? Federal income tax? Income tax or income? Income was ruled by the Supreme Court to be under the excise tax of 1909. So we can't use income. We can't use defined income tax, which says means as a new, completely exclusive definition to what we think it means. And who does it apply to? There is income tax in maybe, I don't know, North Carolina? Does it have application to me in Alaska? No. Because of my domicile. Because of my status. And people can't seem to get it that the, quote, income tax that they're talking about in the Buck Act only is to be a citizen of the United States. So then the question becomes, how do I conclusively make it known that I am not a citizen of the United States? First is their status into the public record, which I still haven't got it updated yet because I keep getting a new thing I'm going to get there, but I'm going to put this mill case in too. There's some important stuff on that I'm going to talk about before the show's over. That's just absolutely killer. With all, it backs up and gives it a steroids. How do you distinguish yourself? How can you argue it? Because they always say, "Oh, well, everybody's a citizen of the United States." You all know that. Well, let me give you the overview. In 1866. They said, a citizen of the United States has the same rights as white citizens. That is codified today in 42 U.S.C. 1981, 1982, and 1988. 42, United States Code, 1991, 92, and 1988. The same rights as white citizens. What is missing? They put it into the 14th Amendment. What you have to understand is that after doing research, finally come to the conclusion, what you will find the constitutional law based on the inalienable rights of the Creator, Declaration of Independence, the sovereign countries called the several states, and the Constitution of the United States. You will find the constitutional law embedded, hidden away. It's there if you have the knowledge and wisdom to find it. But around it is the obfuscation, the hidden misinformation that has been taught to me when I was in school. I can't imagine what they're doing today. They don't teach what's really going on. Back up.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and see, this is when it's gone. First of all, you never want to have a trial by jury with any tax issue, because you've got to be able to have the law in there. Even though we tried it in Rappert's case, and of course, he got blindsided, and he didn't allow the terms like withholding agent to be explored out because they couldn't. And what's even more amazing is the people testified in, like, Rappert's case, they didn't care what the terms were, and they had no idea what they meant. Even the state people from Minnesota didn't even know what they meant. How can you talk about, there's 800-plus terms in the IRS code? That's just the IRS code, which isn't even actually, Title 26 isn't even positive law. It's the Internal Revenue Code, which is totally separate, but all they say Title 26 mirrors it. So it's okay. God almighty, this stuff is so deep. A killer is under Mertens, M-E-R-T-E-N-S, Law of Federal Income Taxation. Really? Federal Income Taxation. That totally has nothing to do with you or me. Guaranteed. It is not a known legal duty. It is where you have to sign up, and I've followed this back through, and now they've modified, I think, in 1974. You have to agree to it. Well, everybody, if you're going to work for the government, they give you a W-4, and you say, yeah, go sign me up, Bubba. Sign me up, because I get all these benefits. Who wouldn't? Because if you don't do it, you won't work there. What is so killer about these types of taxes? Why don't they identify the types of taxes? Because they can't. How can you hear facts if you don't know the specific type of tax? It's illogical beyond belief. If a guy was in there for a murder charge, you didn't know whether it was murder or assault or what. How could you listen to the facts and make a determination until the end? In the jury instruction, when they lie to you there. This is how they pull it off. And what they did also to McAlpine, he tried to put the information in. And the law, oh, you can't do that. Well, the prosecutor has no authority to do that. The grand jury is not part of the three branches of government. It is for the public. But those people don't know that. They could have told that prosecutor to put it where the sun don't shine. They don't know. The average person going in there doesn't know these things. Because it's all a very highly greased illusion. I know rabbits come out of top hats because I saw it with my own eyes. It has to be true. And I have been brainwashed that it is true from the time I went to school. Well, what is so important about thinking around like in McAlpine's? Well, it's due and owing. What kind of tax? Income tax. Okay, wait a minute here. Due and owing, that means the whole ballgame, the known legal duty, because see what happens is the title of the 7201, and I don't understand why these attorneys, they're always into, they'll argue over the definition of a term, a word, but when it gets to the Internal Revenue Code, they're dumber than rocks. Why? It says any person. Well, any person's got to be a citizen of the United States, or it's got to be an individual, a corporation, or whatever. Individual is a citizen of the United States. It's defined by that. 5 United States Code 552A2. It says so. Means citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted. The alien part of this is where your withholding agent comes from. For the foreigners and the citizen of the United States is, hey, y'all are deemed to be in a federal area because y'all signed up for it under election by the employer called a W-4 form. Because you see, under the Social Security Act, they set this con up. The employer is using excise tax, the unemployment insurance. That's right in the legislative history. We can make this constitutional because it's an excise tax. If you have this special privilege that Congress grants to you as a citizen of the United States, then we'll make it an excise tax. And, oh, by the way, if you are a citizen of the United States, if we can sucker you in with a W-4 called election by the employer, because it says it is a privilege. The employer, it's a privilege to have individuals work for the employer. It says so. Privilege. Really. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, we're back here. Like I say, on a jury, how could you listen to facts if you don't know the law? This is illogical. And that's the way the con is pulled off. First of all, there's supposed to be a preliminary examination, which filed in a habeas corpus ad subjunctum that they wouldn't rule on. And they said, oh, well, he's not in custody. Well, under threat of custody also is. But they waited until the indictment came down. There's supposed to be a preliminary examination. Why don't they do those anymore? Oh, because guess what? They moved it into rule of court in 1948. Because, you see, in a preliminary examination, guess what? You would have to put the law before a judge that makes an independent judge making a determination of probable cause to go to the grand jury. You would actually have to have the law exposed with the facts. They did the same thing in the grand jury. They don't tell them the law. They give them a whole bunch of facts with no law. And they're already predisposed because everybody knows you got to pay taxes. We don't have to identify them. Really. There's all kinds of taxes. In a preliminary examination, they would have to identify the specific law, and they would have to follow, like any person, this is 7201, who willfully attempts in any manner to evade or defeat any tax imposed. That's got to have a statute behind it by this title. Imposed. Oh, we forget about that word, imposed. There's got to be a known legal duty. Oh, we can't talk about that. So they charged McAlpine with doing owing. Wait a minute, what happens to the statute that imposed? Oh, we can't talk about that. I know. You see it all the time. I go, I monitor these cases, and the attorneys never bring any of this up. And the poor person is being conned. He don't have a clue. Fear, panic, and dissension is what they operate on. Fear and panic and a dissension amongst the, usually there's a partner or a wife or something involved in this, and they don't get along because they feel, oh my God, this guy's falling. I wonder why. They know it's rigged. They just don't know how. Imposed by this title, Title 26. Oh, well, let's see what the Mertens, which is a con, but it's great. It's a great source. You see, they bury this stuff. You have to go look. 15 Mertens, M-E-R-T-E-N-S, Law of the Federal Income Tax. Well, there is no federal income tax that has anything to do with any of the citizens of the several states, which I'm going to get into in the next hour. On this Mill case and some other. That's amazing. But first of all, they defined it. The only place in Westlaw that I found. Any tax imposed by this title, in quotation mark, means the income tax. But guess what? They don't give any cases. Really? Why would they skip over income tax? They got subnotes on all the other types, which I'm going to get into. They don't list subtax. Oh, income tax. Oh, that's right. We would have to go to the Buck Act because that's where it says means. It's defined. It says the term income tax means any tax levied with respect to and measured by net income, which is only in the 1939 code, gross income or gross receipts. But then you go to the next term. The term state includes any territory or possession of the United States, which is really important. Why don't I say the several states? Because it can't. The overview, which I'm going to get into the next hour, is that Congress has plenary absolute power over the District of Columbia, territories, and possessions. It does not and cannot legislate within the plenary power within the several states. That is a sovereign country with its own citizens. Its own land, and the only place they can go is forts, arsenals, needful buildings, or land ceded. But they define federal area. That's a term. Any lands or premises held or acquired for or used by the United States, any department, blah, blah, blah. Semicolon. And any federal area, any part thereof located within the exterior boundaries of any state. State is right above any territory or possession. Shall be deemed to be in a federal area. Whoa, wait a minute. You just excluded the several states. Because the territory and possessions like includes, it's like kind. You can't say includes and have different sovereignties involved, legislative powers. So the Buck Act don't have anything to do with you or me. And of course, when they define person in the Buck Act, they use 3797 out of Title 26, which is the 1939 code, which wasn't passed. The thing is the 1939 code was good up to 1954, but you see a lot of the 1939, quote, code wasn't passed till after the Buck Act. So I happen to have the 1946 version of the 1939 code, thank God, and a whole bunch of this stuff is there. Otherwise, I couldn't see what they're talking about. Why do they still use 1939 code? Because net income and all this stuff, they change. They can't. It has nothing to do with the Title 26, or the 1954, 1986 code. Anyway, getting back to this other, any tax imposed by this title in quotation mark means they leave out a any cases on income tax or gift tax. They go to estate tax. Well, that's a different form. They go to admission tax, which is another type, excise, which is another type of tax. I started researching the next one is Social Security and withholding tax. Well, that goes all the way back to the 1939 code, and buried into all that are cases that have to do with ATF and pistols and all kinds of stuff. Whoa! And a wagering tax. These are things
that they give the case sites that people have been convicted of under 7201. And they don't tell that to the grand jury. They don't tell that to the jury, and they don't put it in the jury instruction. So how in the holy heck can you listen to Fox in a, quote, trial by jury if you don't even know what the heck kind of tax it is? Oh, you're guilty of some tax in North Carolina. Really? Is there only one type of tax in North Carolina? It's an income tax. Okay, well, you can't have an income tax in North Carolina unless you have a federal income tax. But you can't have a federal income tax because that's under the 1939 Public Salary Act, clarified by a holding of the Supreme Court of these United States. Oh, we won't talk about any of that. It's a con. It's an absolute con because everybody knows the recidivism in the United States. So how do we defend against it? How do you come out of Babylon? You have to know these things. Just like we're talking about civil rights. Why doesn't anybody ever talk about political rights? Civil rights? Some citizen of France or a France citizen or a denizen has civil rights under the law of nations. They can own land over here and they go to court and they will be treated the same as somebody that's a, quote, citizen of the United States. That's under the law of nations. But they have no political rights. The several states have different political rights. They're supposed to. Which is what I'm going to get into, which is this Mill case. Why don't we know these things? How come it's not taught? We have civil rights, but guess what? Romans had civil rights. There's civil law. Nothing wrong with it. There's no God in it, though. There's no domicile. It's just, should you all be treated the same and equal in court? And there's, quote, supposed to be no discrimination. And you can be a foreigner or a local. Fine. But what about political rights? You see, our form of government requires political rights, which is inalienable rights from the Creator. So if you have civil rights, you have no God. No inalienable rights. You have no Republican form of government, you know, three separate branches of government. You don't have anybody with an oath of office as a public officer like Alaska. You don't have anybody that's ever been appointed by the governor because you don't need it for a citizen of the United States. It's under the National Voter Registration Act. Every one of these states has signed up to it as a state of the United States, which means they are, that means, by the way, they are a municipal entity under the United States. And they are legislating for citizens of the United States because they've suckered you and me into signing up for it. That's why we have to keep signing up. Everything you do has got a citizen of the United States unequivocally buried somewhere. But each one of these specific benefits or actions we take requires us to do it. Can't have a Social Security number, the benefit, without being a citizen of the United States. Can't get a driver's license without being a citizen of the United States. Can't vote without being a citizen of the United States, or if you're a citizen of the United States of America. Still doesn't get you because a citizen of the United States of America comes under the Articles of Confederation. It's never gone away. Case in Virginia said there was no executive or judicial power. And the Constitution of the United States says this Constitution in the preamble, Constitution for the United States of America, for the United States of America, is the Constitution of the United States of America. But again, how do we defend against this citizen of the United States? Because you will come up against it. First of all, I have a status which still works, the one I have, but I'm perfecting it. Hopefully I'll get this thing done here yet. But this Mill case, what I'm going to talk about next hour, really added some really, which I'm going to get into, really added it put C4 on what I'm doing. You have political rights. You have civil rights. And you have allegiance. First of all, to get it into the public record, because that's what they're using against us. We finally got that out in some cases I've been working with. They use the public record, and if you do not go against the declaration in the public record, you automatically lose. That's the game that's being played today in these unconstitutional United States district courts since 1948. Got it in black and white. So you put it in the public record under their evidence rule 901 number 7, it becomes self-authenticating. We'll use the public record against them. Here is my political status. Here's my citizenship, and here is my allegiance. Oh, well, then you're trying to expatriate. That's the next thing that I saw in Rappert's. And that was, what was the other guy? I think it was Bacalpites. I don't remember. One of the other ones I saw. I can't think of the name. Anyway, you're trying to expatriate. No. So how do we counter that? Do you have a passport? Well, we need to pull your passport. Oh, really? Guess what? Do you ever read the passport? See, they try to take passports away from people that owe child support and these other things. Because you've got to be a citizen of the United States. What is it? How do we counter that? With their stuff. See, I like to take their stuff. Just call me Father Ralph. I like to take their confessions, and then I get around, I have loose lips. I can't keep them. I'm going to use their confessions, their lies against them, or the truth, the other side of it. Because you see on the passport, if you have a passport, you flip it open, and on the first right-hand side, it says citizen/national of the United States. Their other countries are to give passage to citizens/nationals of the United States. There's the constitutional side there, and there is the illusion is there. Just that easy. So how do we defend against it? 8 U.S.C. Section 1101. 22. The term national of the United States in quotes means A, citizen of the United States, or B, a person who, though not a citizen of the United States, owes permanent allegiance to the United States. That's you and me, if we just knew any better. So there's the two right there. National, I'm a national of the United States. And your point is, when they bring up the passport, if you have a passport, well, it says citizen. Well, I'm not a citizen of the United States under 8.11. 8 U.S.C. 1101, because it says means I'm a national of the United States, which says, though not a citizen of the United States, owes permanent allegiance to the United States. Absolutely. Because it's the supreme law of the land, where it has jurisdiction and venue. So you can blow their nonsense out of the way. Do not go to the other nonsense they got, like national and all that other, because that owing permanent allegiance to a state, and you get into that and they redefine state, so then you're off into the abyss, because you see it, their definition here says state includes the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Guam, Virgin Islands of the United States, Commonwealth. There you go. Then they use the term United States, unlike otherwise specifically herein provided, which is above, but when used in a geographical sense, means the continental United States, Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Guam, Virgin Islands, and all this other stuff. The geographical, they don't use, there's the United States, which is comprised of the union of the 50 states. Of course, Alaska never made it, but that's irrelevant to the argument. That just adds confusion to it. So there's the constitutional right. It's buried in there, but all this other is all an illusion to get you going off on the tangents. So again, how can McAlpine have a trial by jury? First of all, in the federal side, they're always citizens of the United States. That's required. There's two people I got off on, I think, on that, supposedly, that issue. I haven't had permission to use their name, but using the citizen of the United States, I got to ask them if I can use their name. By bringing that up, they think that's what got them off. I don't know if that's true or not, but they can't go there. But we have to be able to say, well, hey, here is my status. It's in the public record. It's self-authenticating. And, by the way, under 18 U.S.C. 911, it's a felony to claim to be a citizen of the United States. I can't prove it, but I'm sure you have conclusive evidence, and it is. And, oh, by the way, you want to say you're going to pull my passport? Well, let's see here. I just happen to have one here. Let's see. It says citizen or national of the United States. Well, I see I'm a national of the United States, and you use 8 United States Code 110122. B has application to me. A doesn't. It's or. And your point is? Duh. They're done.
Back to me.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay. Really important to understand. Citizen of the United States. I have the cases. The citizen of the United States has no domicile, has no rights of the elective franchise or suffrage, which I'm going to be talking about the next hour, and was to remain dormant. It was enacted not as organic amendments, because if you go read the 13th, 14th, 15th, and all those, it says at the end, they're articles. Congress can do other legislation. It was prohibitive upon the states. That's the reverse of the other amendments, which were limitations on Congress. These are the opposite. And it says they're not organic because they are, and I got that in a case too. I don't remember where I saw it, but I saw it. But I read the end. It said they're articles. And they're prohibiting state action and state actors from doing certain things. You cannot discriminate when I go to exercise my elected franchise, which is in the several states, or my suffrage, when I do the actual act of to vote. To vote is just the act of it. But the right, the actual right, is in the elected franchise and in the right of suffrage in the several states to be a citizen of that state. There is nothing to do with the citizen of the United States that's embedded in that. Nothing. So why does everybody think they're a citizen of the United States? Because we've been led to believe that. I thought I was for quite a while. Then I started to question these things. How could I prove it? What is it? Then I got access to Westlaw and Lexis when I had money in my company. I said, wait a minute here. I don't understand it, but I can't prove it. If I can't prove it, if it's not defined, and then I found the 1866 12 Stat 27 that said I have the same rights as white citizen, but I'd be white. That was for the freedmen, for the Negroes. That was the cover. Because you see, in 1868, they put it into 14, and I've got a book here, too. What they did is they inverted the citizenship. It's supposed to become from inalienable rights to the creator, which then leads to the citizens of the several states, and then it leads to the allegiance to the United States. They turned everything upside down in the 14th. We're going to have a national citizenship because it's so much easier if we just have a national citizenship. Everybody's a citizen of the United States for the benefits under the plenary power of Congress, and then we make the states municipal entities. It's so much easier. Of course, in 1870, they got around and said, oh, by the way, you know, we had an epiphany. Oh, you black folk, we can now get around and naturalize you. Which they could have done in 1866. We didn't need it, though, because we needed to get the con started. But, oh, in 1870, you can be naturalized so you don't have the same rights as white citizens. You're equal in all respects. But we're not going to tell you that because you're on a need to know, and you do not need to know. We want to keep you in the Democratic Party. We want to have the KKK out there pounding on you. We want to have Johnson, that was all these people, these Democrats that are against the, quote, civil rights, yet they come out, be a Democrat. Oh, yeah, right. Vote for a socialist, Marxist, communist government. Yep, and put us in charge. What a con. How do they perpetuate this? Thank God for Trump. I don't know how he got elected. There had to be some powers above, because everybody was against him. It was rigged. Stay tuned for the next hour, because you're not going to believe it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.